What's up, cuties? It's Merritt, your host for the Cue the New podcast. And today we are talking about stories and what we believe. I have mentioned reading Kendra Hall's books, Choosing Your Story, Change Your Life. And a lot of what she talks about is what I reference and go over in Cue the New You course. And a lot of that has to do with just the kind of psychology behind our ancestral brains and how our brains have been pre-programmed, because as humans, when we were evolving, we had to make sure that we survived. And with that comes with the negative bias confirmation, and that also comes with the self-fulfilling prophecy, because we as humans back in the day had to figure out if that sound in the woods was a predator going to hurt us or something falling on the ground or something like that. So we were always on alert, always looking at more of the bad things that could go wrong versus the good things or things we should be grateful for. That leading up to modern time, we still kind of go through that same process. And when we get so used to and comfortable with just believing these negative things, either things that we tell ourselves or somebody tells us something negative about ourselves, that we just believe that to be true, maybe because we felt something similar in the past or in our childhood. And so it's just a familiar feeling and a familiar way to basically survive, just to hold on to these negative emotions and these negative events that have happened in your life. A good example is when, if you post something on social media and you get a lot of positive comments about it, or say you paint a picture and you post it online and you get people who are like, oh, I love that painting so much. A lot of times, especially like if it's something that I did, I brush those off and I'm like, oh, it's the negative comments or the criticism that really sticks, especially for me, with me. And it's like, that one person didn't like it. Why does that bother me so much? But it's just kind of because of this negative bias confirmation. So how we get around that is getting out of your comfort zone, just understanding and knowing that who we are today is not who we were in the past or when we were younger. And like, we have a choice to decide on what our story is in life and what our story is about ourselves. So if you want something in life, then how are you going to achieve that thing? Can you achieve that thing with the stories that you're telling yourself about yourself? So for me, a lot of times is self-doubt. Like, I can't be that successful if I am still hindered by self-doubt. I think the first step you can explore with gentle curiosity is it even possible for me to believe that I can achieve this? Like, I was talking to my husband this week, and it kind of comes down to, like, do I even believe I deserve to have this good thing in my life? Just because growing up, I just didn't feel like I necessarily deserved anything. And so I carry that into my business, and then that affects the way that I think about my business and how I feel. And that influences what I do or don't do in my business, because it's just a story that I have just believed all of these years that I don't deserve nice things or to be able to like achieve this dream of mine. And that can look different in other areas of my life too, without, like, from an outside perspective, you wouldn't think that was my underlying problem, if that makes sense. It's like, how can we transition from we believe this about ourselves or this about our lives, and how can we change that story up that would benefit us? The possibility to believe that you can achieve this thing, or to live the life you want or be the kind of person you want to be. With a possibility, you can ask yourself a few questions like, what current thoughts do you have about yourself? Where do you think those thoughts stem from? Are those thoughts serving you today? Are those thoughts going to serve you in order to achieve the dream that you want to achieve? How have these thoughts have an impact on your life? So if you believe this thing about yourself, how has that impacted your life? Has that helped you make progress towards the thing you want to achieve, or has that hindered you? How would changing these thoughts impact how you show up in your life? So I don't know, if you have a weight loss goal, how would changing the thoughts that you have about yourself show up in your life? If you have a fitness goal, like you want to run 3 miles in 24 minutes by the end of June, what thoughts do you need to change in order to achieve that goal? And how would it impact your life if you did achieve your dream goal? How do you think you would feel? What would you have to think about yourself? How would you think about yourself if you achieve that goal? If you can wave a magic wand and say, this was my biggest dream ever and it was handed to you, how would that make you feel? So if anything were possible in your life, describe your ideal life, your ideal lifestyle. And then you can kind of compare what current things you think to your, if anything were possible, describe your ideal life, what that looks like. And the more specific you can get, the better it will be to compare and to see, oh, this is definitely something that I need to work on and improve in order to get to this ideal life. So it's a good way to see like where you currently are to where you want to be. And then you can start to bridge that gap by understanding that just because you've told yourself this over the last 20 years doesn't mean that it's necessarily true about yourself. And that is just the journey of reconnecting with yourself and then learning to love who you are and live life like you love yourself. And you can also think about what has worked for you in the past. So if it was a weight loss goal, if you had lost weight in the past, hopefully healthfully and not like, I lost 3 pounds because I didn't eat this week. Not that. But if you've done, I don't know, like the keto lifestyle, or you cut out sugar for 2 weeks or whatever it is, maybe you exercise more because you had more time and you had less responsibilities because you were a student who had a gym on campus or whatever, like before kids, whatever it was, like what has worked for you in the past? And then think about what has not been working for you currently, if you have not achieved a goal that you want to achieve. And I like to ask the question, what would happen if you showed up as the best version of yourself every day? And the best version also does not mean the perfect version of yourself. I like using the life wheel as an example. And so you rate from 1 to 10 different areas of your life. And if you got all 10 areas or all areas as 10, that means you would have the quote unquote perfect life. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's your best life. It varies from person to person. And so the best version of yourself for me is like, have I learned how to heal? And have I learned how to manage my emotions in an effective way? Have I learned how to communicate in ways that not only benefit me, but also benefit like my husband, for example, because we don't communicate that well, most of the time. So it's learning how to be, so in that situation, it's like learning how to be vulnerable and allow myself to talk about things that maybe I don't necessarily want to talk to him about. And so the best version of myself is showing up in that way and not as like, oh, I can communicate in this way every single time. So what would happen if you showed up as your best version of yourself every day? What do you think? And if you aren't showing up as the best version of yourself, ask yourself, how do I treat myself when I am not loving myself? And for me, that's withdrawing, being antisocial, getting frustrated and getting down on myself. And I don't take care of my body like I would like to. I don't know why. Water is like the first thing to go. If you know me, you know I carry like 18 water bottles with me, but when I'm feeling in a funk or a certain way and I'm not loving myself or taking care of myself, mainly because I'm not dealing with an emotion that I need to deal with, then I just won't drink water. I think subconsciously, like, I know I need water. And so if I don't drink it, then it's just a form of self-sabotage for me. And then when I don't drink water, then I get headaches and then I get really, really irritable because my head hurts and because I'm thirsty and because I'm dehydrated. So it's just not a good cycle, but it's definitely a pattern for me. So it's like, so how do I treat myself when I'm not loving myself? Not in a very good way. So maybe how would your life look like if you treated yourself with love every day? What would happen if you believed in yourself, or if you believed in the power of you achieving that goal? What would you get done if you had energy, if you had more energy? A lot of times, I know some of my clients in the past feel like they try to do things, but they are running on empty, they're running on fumes, and they are just trying to survive, which means that they aren't thriving because their energy is so low. And when I was in my 20s as a stay-at-home mom, that's how I felt. Just like I had no energy because I was giving all of my energy away to my kids, basically to everything else except myself. And I mean, I may have gotten a few things done, but like mentally and emotionally, I was completely drained because I wasn't filling up my own cup. You know, it's like having a car. You can't drive a car if you don't have gas in the tank, right? So you got to stop. Sometimes it's you put $5 in because that's all you have. Other times you want to fill that gas tank up. And it's like, how much further does a car go when the tank is full of gas? So think about yourself in that way. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you loving yourself? Are you taking care of your emotions or healing from things that you may still feel hurt from or shame about? Or do you need closure from something? Like, what is showing up in your life that is draining your energy? And then think about what is not getting done when you think you don't have the energy. So like, if you want to achieve this big goal, what is not getting done because you just don't have the mental capacity or the physical ability to do whatever needs to get done? And so with that, how can you create more time in your day that really centers around self-care? I know for me, I felt underappreciated and overwhelmed with everything that I was trying to do and holding on to certain identities that I didn't need to hold on to and all of this stuff. And I, again, was not taking care of myself. And I just was like, I don't have time to take care of myself. And then things really changed when I carved in time to take care of myself, which meant like waking up a little bit earlier, having alone time, going for a run without music and just so I could think. What is something small that you can start doing every day to make sure that you are taking time to fill your cup up? Because when you're in service with yourself, you're in service for other people. And with that, what feelings, what emotions are you avoiding? What is not getting resolved in your life? I have a friend who wants to create this change in their life, but they're kind of solving the wrong problem, which means that they are avoiding dealing with something that is going on. And the more we resist something, the more we resist something. Kind of Like, the more you avoid doing something, the more you avoid doing something. Again, this is just like gentle curiosity. So it's just asking yourself these questions and then thinking about it. And if an answer comes to mind, ask yourself, why am I avoiding that? How do I not avoid it? Or write down how am I avoiding things? For example, that could be you are taking action. So you're overworking or you're overconsuming. You're scrolling social media with no intent for hours. Or you make plans, but then you don't follow through with them. So, like, how are you avoiding in your life? How do you deal with stress, too? I know when I avoid things, and it eventually stresses me out, and because I feel guilty for not doing the things that I want to do because I'm trying to avoid this negative emotion, and when I avoid it, I'm not processing it. Therefore, if I don't process it, then I can't let it go. So I just kind of build stress up little by little over time until I get to the point of frustration. And then it's like, then I get really mean to myself. Then I get stressed out like about everything until I end up dealing with what I need to initially deal with. So, and a lot of times that comes with avoidance comes with me being withdrawn. That is definitely a coping mechanism that I have, and it is not serving me in the ways that benefit me anymore. I am kind of working through ways to not withdraw when I'm feeling a certain way. And with that, over the past month or two, if I were to value my time, what I was doing was not what I would have liked to be doing, because again, I was just caught in this thought loop and this story of I'm not gonna be able to do this thing because of this, and therefore I'm gonna do this instead, and then I'm just kind of spinning on my own hamster wheel over here when I could have just stepped off, dealt with what needed to be dealt with, and then gone about my way. Although, you know, some things take longer to process than others, and that's okay. So if you have this dream or this goal that you want to achieve, what kind of person would you be if you didn't give up on it? What are some of the qualities or characteristics you would develop if you were going to achieve this dream or this goal? And then the next question, who do you have to become in order to achieve your goal? And again, describing your future self in detail. And remember, if anything were possible, what would your dream life look like? And therefore, what would your ideal self look like? And when I say look like, not physically, but who, that's a who you would have to become in order to achieve your goals. So who are you in the future? A lot of times we just get so caught up with believing our own bullshit and our own stories that just aren't serving us anymore. And you have to learn how to bridge that gap. And bridging that gap too will help you, like how I was talking about processing emotions, it'll help you process your past in a way that you can let go. And that is the healing part of the journey and figuring out what things you need to heal from and learning to not avoid those and learning to tell yourself a different story and believe in yourself and believe that it is possible for you to live the life that you want to live and be the person that you want to be. Have the relationship you want to have the house you want to have, show up in a way at work you want to show up as. And it's all about just becoming aware of your thoughts and your beliefs and working on reconnecting with yourself and learning to love yourself again and knowing that you don't always have to be in survival mode and think about things that aren't serving you in your life anymore. How are you talking to yourself on a day-to-day basis? How are you feeling about yourself, about your life, about your job, about your relationships, about your house on a day-to-day basis? And if anything doesn't feel good or great, why? And just explore. And if you want to achieve this goal, what's stopping you from achieving this goal? The more questions you ask yourself, the more your brain's going to get to work, because our brains love problem solving. Sometimes we solve for the wrong problems, though, because that's what we're comfortable with. And so learning how to get out of your comfort zone and doing something new and, I don't know, asking a new question, creating a new answer for a question that you've asked yourself before is beneficial. So the more you practice that, the more your brain will start to work and the more you will become aware. And once you're aware of something, then you really have, I mean, you always have a choice. You don't have to change it. But for me, if I'm aware of something, it's like, oh, shit. It's like always in the back of my mind. And therefore, I end up changing the thing because it's just always present in my mind until I start to change and then it goes away. So this is just a little curiosity investigation episode, and really ask yourself, what stories are you believing about yourself? And will these stories help you get to where you want to go? Help you become who you want to be in the future? Okay, and so that's all I have for you for today. Last week was Easter, and that was a fun time. I felt like I was just driving all weekend, but it was worth it. We saw family, and I think the kids had a lot of fun, too. It was nice kind of having a four-day weekend, especially because I started spring cleaning, finally. I always like to spring clean at the end of December just to get the year. Feel like I have my shit together at the beginning of the year, and I just have not done that. I haven't done it. And so I'm on the last leg of like really organizing and cleaning everything. And it feels so good to be almost done. And if you want to hear another episode about decluttering and how that kind of mimics what's going on in your mind, I think it was episode 2 or 3 of this podcast that I did. That's been a pretty popular one. So if you want to go listen to that, go listen to that. I'm excited for this weekend, though, because we are headed to Charlotte for a hurling/camogie workshop. So we're going to be traveling again this weekend. I feel like I'm going to be gone every weekend in April, but it's okay. I'm doing something that I love to do. So can't really complain about it. Okay, anyways, I will chat with y'all next week. Okay, bye.